Hey, Laurel, what's that song you were just humming?
Oh, was I humming? I didn't even notice.
No. I know that song.
You do?
Oh, I do. That was the theme song for the 1982 animated movie, The Last Unicorn.
How did you know that movie? It's one of my favorites.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about unicorns lately.
Oh, I bet I know why.
Yep. Budget
Budget unicorns.
unicorns. Budget unicorns. Those ideas that lawmakers chase in the hope that they'll magically fix a budget impasse.
They were chasing a few budget unicorns this week.
Yeah, they were.
This is the WPR Politics Podcast. I'm Laurel White.
And I'm Sean Johnson. Let's talk about budget unicorns, magical budget solutions that don't really exist. Or do they?
In the distance, hear the laughter of the last unicorn.
So that was the theme for The Last Unicorn, performed by
America.
America.
So fitting, so appropriate, and seriously one of my favorite movies of all time.
Not one of my favorite movies, but it fits this pretty well.
Yes.
John K. Wilson, our resident politics nerd, is not with us this week either.
Nope.
Still on vacay.
Still missing our politics nerd.
He'll be back soon. I think he'll be disappointed that he didn't get to talk about unicorns.
I think he'll,
seriously.
Yeah. It's what happens when you go on vacation.
Hey, I mean, there's always a potential for a sequel to the unicorn podcast.
I think we're going to be chasing unicorns for a while
it
in the
might
Capitol.
Be.
So.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks full of unicorns, really.
Yes.
So did we set this up, this idea of budget unicorns, enough? You think?
I think so. I mean, they're essentially things that people are trying to come up with solutions that they think are going to solve this difficult transportation budget problem, and they're kind of these mystical, amorphous, fantastical things. I don't know, these ideas that get floated.
Right, because at its core, when it comes to transportation, they're at this point now where they either have to say, "We're going to go out and get more money to pay for the things we want, or we're not going to pay for as many things at its core." And they want to kind of find option C that lets them do everything they want without new money, without new borrowing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's kind of tough. I mean,
yes.
they've got themselves in a box here.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd they do this week? What was one of the big budget unicorns this week? I would vote for standalone transportation bill, this idea that was floated by Republican Senator Alberta Darling to resolve this impasse between Republicans, who have their largest Republican majorities in decades, by the way, and a governor up for re-election in 2018, in all likelihood. She floated the idea in a press briefing.
Right. Well, and to be fair to her, I think she didn't necessarily float the idea on her own. Didn't someone ask her? Because this is something that reporters have been speculating about for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something that's been done in the past to kind of break out a tricky part of the budget and address it on its own so other things can get passed and meet the deadline of June 30th. And then you get this kind of like thorny thing. And that maybe misses the deadline by itself. So I think a reporter asked her, are you guys both open? Because they asked both
it
the
was,
co-chairs, Nygren and Darling.
Right.
And Darling said she was open to it, right? That's kind of how it happened.
And here's why it's the perfect unicorn, because I think you described it correctly. She didn't go into this press conference with Representative John Nygren. I didn't get the impression they both went in there and said, we're going to float this trial balloon and see where it goes. They were asked about it. She suggested it. They're both basically saying yes in different ways that they're open to that. And Senator Darling at one point in her answer says, like, I'm kind of out there on my own on this. I don't hear anyone else talking about a standalone transportation bill. And Nygren's like, actually, I just said it. So
we're
not alone.
We're cool.
So it doesn't feel like this organized push by them to do this. It does feel like they're at this point where, gosh, how are we going to fix this? How are we going to get everyone on the same page? Aha! We're going to bring Democrats into the mix with a standalone bill.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting situation for them to be in as co-chairs of the Budget Committee because they have to come up with the pragmatic solution. They have to pass something. So they're kind of – they have that pressure. But what Darling said when she said, you know, I'm open to that, she said, we haven't talked to the caucus about it. I don't know how Senator Fitzgerald feels about it. And interestingly enough, that was sort of a little bit of foreshadowing, a harbinger, if you will, of Senator Fitzgerald's response to the standalone bill just hours later.
I don't know if it took hours, like
maybe
multiple
hours,
maybe like an hour and a half later.
Right.
Senator Fitzgerald's office and the governor's office weighed in and they said,
no, thanks.
strongly opposed to that idea. Senator Fitzgerald's office said, and the governor's office said largely the same thing. So why don't they want to go there? Why don't they want to go down this route of a standalone bill?
Well, the governor, I remember a tweet from the governor's office that just said, I don't really see why they would need to do that.
What happens if they do it, though? If they do a standalone bill, to my mind, a couple things could happen. One, I was just looking back at records that the legislature's, I think it's the Reference Bureau, keeps on when budgets were passed over the years. They split out the transportation budget in 1995, and they passed that transportation budget in November.
Oh, no. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving, political reporters.
So that's one potential outcome of splitting out the most difficult issue in the budget.
Yeah.
You finish the rest of your homework if you're the legislature and figure, okay, we're done here. And then this transportation thing just hangs over your head until who knows what breaks that impasse. But it could hang out there a long time.
But here's what I don't understand about breaking out the transportation budget. There are so many things in the rest of the budget that depend on the transportation solution.
How so?
Well, like money for schools or the self-insurance stuff. I mean, a lot of the shifting of money that's been talked about to pay for transportation is coming from other places.
Potentially,
so how do you
yeah.
negotiate the other things if you don't know how you're going to solve the transportation problem?
If you're going to take money out of the general fund, which pays for schools, prisons, Medicaid, in some way, if you think that transportation needs more money and you could get it from the general fund, then yeah, you don't want to do that. So the governor has talked about, I'm happy to find more money for transportation out of the general fund.
And so maybe that's why he's pushing back on not breaking out the transportation budget.
He's got a lot of reasons to push back, honestly. I mean, number one, he's running for re-election next year, right? Everything but officially, he's running for re-election in 2018. So does he want to have a transportation debate that is showcases Republican infighting and basically criticizes the plan he put out there? Does he want that going on until November of this year? No, he does not want that. Or if you split out the transportation budget and, as Senator Darling suggests, bring Democrats to the table and maybe pass a bipartisan solution, sounds like that'd make it a lot easier to pass a tax or fee increase potentially. He said he doesn't want that either. So I think the list goes on for him as to why you say, no, keep it in the budget. Let's do it here. Mm-hmm. But for Nygren and Darling, they're looking at this thing and saying, we're not getting closer together. How are we going to fix this? We just need a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need. So what other unicorns have we seen lately?
Well, so another unicorn would be the gas tax that's not a gas tax.
I think that's a good unicorn, yeah. So Representative Dale Coinga's plan, this was last week. We talked about it more at length, but the Coinga plan would increase taxes on gas while at the same time cutting the gas tax. So we've heard the governor say,
wrap your head around that.
We've heard the governor say over and over again, I will veto a gas tax increase. Coinga's plan cuts the gas tax, but there is an even larger increase in taxes on gas because it applies the sales tax to gas. So
it's such an ingenious way to like have your cake and eat it too.
it's a unicorn.
Yeah,
right?
It's a unicorn.
That does not seem to be going anywhere though.
No.
After we recorded our podcast last week, we said everybody's kind of being quiet about it. The governor's not talking about it. A few hours later,
yeah.
The governor weighs in and says, I do not like that tax on gas, guys. And by this week, Senator Fitzgerald had said, I don't see the momentum behind that plan.
Yeah.
Basically saying it's not going to happen. So
I think it might be a dead unicorn.
Is it dead if it never existed?
I mean, it existed in the hearts and minds of
Oh, that's
some
true.
People.
That's true. So the magic is dead on that one, potentially.
Yeah.
Hard to see that happening. But we don't know. You know, if they find that first unicorn of a standalone bill, maybe the Coinga plan is maybe unicorns. Big...
maybe they're out there together, the two. Yeah. Well, the standalone bill unicorn and the gas tax unicorn.
Unicorns beget unicorns. Like once one comes out of the woods, other unicorns feel safe to roam free, kind of like the end of that movie.
Yeah, when they're all in the wave.
I've actually seen that movie, because my daughter likes it. So, not that I like that movie.
Just you know, I have to watch it.
Just the theme song.
So what's another budget unicorn?
Oh, tolling.
Oh, this is such a great unicorn. It's a really complicated unicorn. I feel like this unicorn has like a rainbow tail.
Probably. I think maybe like the alpha unicorn.
Yeah, the fanciest unicorn.
Right. Because tolling fixes everything. Senator Fitzgerald, in a brief press conference this week, was talking about, you don't like Assembly Republicans' plan. What's your plan? Well, I think we ought to look at tolling. And this is something that Speaker Voss has said for a few years. So in a way, I mean, it's tempting to look at Fitzgerald saying that and say, oh, well, they agree on things now. And tolling, that's certainly a solution.
I don't know. I feel like tolling is a complicated solution because in a way, to me, it sort of seems like I have a solution to this problem. My brother's going to fix it. You know, it's sort of like they're saying, here's our solution. We're going to ask the federal government to give us permission to have tolling. It's dependent on so many other things. It's like you pass it along to somebody else and you've got to wait and it's going to take so long because they've got to get the permission. Mm-hmm. And then they already have a study on which roads they would toll, I guess. That's something that was commissioned a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, they spent like $1 million on it in the last budget. There is a study out there that was released earlier this year or late last year saying here are your options, basically.
So they could, once they got permission, start working on it, start working on implementing it pretty quickly. But still, like, what's the over-under on time for getting tolling up and running in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's the thing. First of all, it's not a short-term solution, and they have a short-term problem in addition to a long-term problem. So even if they do this, there's so many ifs, Laurel, because one, we don't know. Fitzgerald didn't even say, I'm 100% behind tolling. He said, I'm ready to look at that. So let's say he looks at it, and Speaker Voss's members look at it. Are they going to vote for it? Are they going to be the legislature that votes to add tolls to Wisconsin interstates? I mean, that's something that usually when you go to Illinois, people used to complain about that. I guess it's different now that there's electronic tolling. It's not such a pain to go through tolling. But there's the what if of does Fitzgerald really support it? Does his caucus really support it? Would the federal government lift its longstanding objection to adding tolls to existing interstate highways? And even if the answer to all that is yes, it's a few years down the road before you get that money.
Yeah. Well, Voss has said repeatedly that he wants a long-term solution. So that's tolling checks that box.
Yeah.
For sure, if it goes through.
So Fitzgerald also floated his short-term solution to this budget.
This
and this was like my favorite
one.
Back and forth of the week, even though it's like on a kind of a seemingly dull topic. But Fitzgerald says, how are we going to fix this transportation problem? We're going to borrow. But it's not the bonding, it's not the borrowing that has everybody mad.
It's different borrowing
because like everybody's mad about borrowing in the transportation fund because as it stands now, debt service, the amount that the state pays to have to pay off old borrowing. So it's like paying off
the interest.
Your credit card bill. And it's the interest on your credit card bill, basically. Mm-hmm. The state's interest on its credit card bill is 22 cents of every dollar that it spends on transportation after the end of this budget. That's big. So Republicans really don't like that. So Fitzgerald says, we will borrow using the full faith and credit of the general fund.
Yeah. So it's like opening another credit card, right?
It is like opening another credit card, yes. This credit card is maxed out, so we will start putting our borrowing on the general fund credit card. Mm-hmm. Speaker Voss didn't like that.
He's not a fan of borrowing.
It was funny. The timing of this was sort of funny because less than an hour before Majority Leader Fitzgerald spoke, Speaker Voss had held a press conference where he was asked, what about this? There's this idea out there that you guys are just, in the end of the day, you're just going to borrow more and to delay some projects.
Mm-hmm.
And Voss was like, no, not going to happen.
Yeah.
I would rather delay.
Really strong language. He was like, that's a deal breaker. That's a no-go for the assembly. It was strong.
I will go out there and personally put up the road closed signs.
Right.
If that's the deal.
And then so shortly after, Senator Fitzgerald was like, maybe we should do this thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, Fitzgerald couched it, though, in saying, like, not transportation bonding, but general fund borrowing. And then, less than an hour after Fitzgerald spoke, Representative Nygren pulled reporters aside in the assembly. And what did he tell them?
He said he doesn't like that idea. I mean, he just reiterated, essentially.
Like,
he was sitting next to Speaker Voss when Speaker Voss said the stuff before. So it wasn't exactly like a revelation, because we knew that Assembly Republicans aren't super hot on, like, borrowing.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because it was kind of like an Oreo cookie of, like, no borrowing, yes borrowing, no borrowing, and we're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Nygren was the one that came in at the end and said that unicorn. It doesn't exist, friends.
Nope.
It's
not
just
happen.
A myth. It's a story that you've heard, but general fund borrowing does not solve this budget.
Yep.
So I think that runs us through the unicorns, right? Oh, you had another one, right?
Oh, I don't even think that should count as a unicorn, because I think it's dead. I think that is a dead unicorn. You're talking about the vehicle registration fees, right?
I still believe that's a unicorn.
Sean has
believe
that unicorn is out there roaming somewhere deep in the pines.
I feel weird about talking about registration fees, because, like, I don't really have. I feel like I'm the only reporter saying that's still a possibility that they might raise vehicle registration fees, and I don't have feelings about whether they should do that or not.
You just think it's still on the table.
I have still not heard the governor say I would veto that.
He's going to do it like this afternoon.
I know.
It's going to happen maybe right now.
Right. If that happens, I will deftly edit this podcast and we'll just take that out. But I think until I hear no, I think registration fees is still a possibility.
You're going to consider it a distant possibility. Well, I mean, there are some registration fees that were included in Dale Coinga's plan for electric and hybrid vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are increases on vehicle registration fees. And the governor's office said that the governor was potentially open to that, didn't they?
They just didn't say no.
They just didn't say no. Again, okay.
So here's what feeds my, like, let's not call it conspiracy theory. Let's call it my belief in this unicorn.
Yeah.
When the governor is out there on last Friday afternoon and this Monday and later on in the week saying, like, no way I'm going to support this plan that increases all these taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, you know, really ripping on Coinga's plan. But he didn't rip on that registration fee increase for hybrids.
Right.
So.
Well, and to a question, I think a week prior, someone said, would you veto a vehicle registration fee increase? And he wouldn't say that he would veto it.
Right.
So,
that's where I would get the true
debate.
Belief in the unicorn of the registration fee.
Okay.
Mm. But whatever,
it could be out there.
It's probably dead. It never existed.
Yeah.
It's like it's flying over the rainbow and it's shot down by a cruise missile.
Oh, harsh. So harsh.
That was the director's cut ending of the last unicorn that they didn't show to kids.
I just feel I'm picked like the unicorns with the construction tape around their neck, not in a sad way, but in like whatever unicorn comes out to like solve this problem, it'll be like the Kentucky Derby winner unicorn, and it'll have, instead of the thing of roses around its neck, mm-hmm. it's gonna have like road tape.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Is there a possibility, Sean, that this could end without a unicorn solution? What would that look like?
Whoa. I don't think that could happen.
No, we're going to have a unicorn.
It won't be a unicorn. It'll just be like it'll be a horse with like a horn taped to its head.
A toilet paper horn.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the ultimate solution. We live in the real world and ultimately budgets get passed and the solutions are not magical. Laurel White is WPR's Capitol reporter.
And Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief.
I am the only unicorn there is.
To chase more WPR Politics podcasts, you can subscribe for new episodes on iTunes. You can also rate and review the show there. It's available on Google Play and most podcatching apps. And all of our past episodes are available at wpr.org/politics.